So it's still 7:30.
Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order at 7:30 p.m. And I'm going to appoint Kawan Gordon for Arlene and Tom Crockett for Rodney. First item of business is the approval of minutes from April 12th.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes of April 12th, 2023 be accepted.
Second.
Second, Tom Robbins.
Chairman?
Yes.
I definitely wasn't tuned in at this meeting. So I'm on the second line as attending it as a Zoom meeting. I was on a plane at this meeting.
Okay.
Whereas I made some important I missed it.
What was the correction? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Line two, PCA was present by Zoom. I was not there.
I was not okay. Sure. Were you there at all?
No, I was in a plane. I did watch the entire meeting this afternoon.
Okay. So on April 12th, you were absent. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Lodica.
Hello.
Are there any other changes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes of April 12th, 2023 minutes as changed.
Second.
Motion, Jim Cropley, second, Tom Robbins. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 I
abstain because I wasn't at the meeting. I did watch the meeting, but I'll assume that that's correct. I shouldn't vote on them.
So we have six yes and one abstention.
Okay, I'm sorry about the math. Again, Tom Manning, Tom Robbins, Jeff Scala, Jim Cropley, and Kawan Gordon all voted in favor?
Correct.
That's five, right?
And Tom Crockett abstained.
Right, so it's five in favor, no opposed, one abstention, right? Six altogether?
She mentioned Jeff. Yeah.
Okay. So we're working with six tonight until we get somebody else who might attend, correct?
Right.
Okay.
All right, the next item of business is residence forum. If anyone would like to speak on a matter that is not on the agenda. None tonight, no takers tonight. Okay, staff reports.
Mike couldn't be with us tonight, but he and I have been working with a property regarding a Dunkin' Donuts or a possible Dunkin' Donuts including a drive-through. We're still working on some senior housing, a project, but that seems to have died down a little bit. I don't know whether it's financial or what, but when they came in first to see us, it was looking like they wanted to put the shovel in the ground this summer. So we'll see what happens with that. I actually expected them to be here this meeting, but they didn't come. We've had several other things we've just been sort of keeping up on. I can't speak for enforcement because I really don't know what Mike's been up to, but and he did not give me a report. He thought he might be in attendance tonight, but he had something he had to take care of. So. That's all I have, unless you have any specific questions. Oh, there's one other thing I will ask, I will tell you. Some time ago, you may remember, we went through, in fact, it was almost a year ago now, codification of the regulations, and I'm still waiting for that to finish so that we'll then have the regulations will have to come before you guys, and you'll have to do a maintenance public hearing on the changes. Mainly, they're mainly grammatical, but there are some changes where things didn't match up, or they pointed to articles or statutes that didn't exist anymore, things like that. So once that is ready, it'll be coming to you. I'm hoping that's this summer, because it'll just make things easier as we move along and are able to go back and forth between sections and whatever. It's a lot easier when it's done. So it's the other thing we've been working on.
Patrice, can I ask where the Dunkin' Donuts would go?
You can. I don't know what it is right now, the station up next to Fiano's Golf. Is it a Shell now? It was Exxon, okay. And a Golf. Yeah. Is that, I think it's 262 Boston Turnpike.
In the senior housing, can you divulge that?
Loomis Road.
Okay. Patrice, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You may not know, but I'll figure out X anyway. The last meeting, Mike also was going to be looking into some the potential units that were built on not sewer, but on a well system in accordance to the House Bill 6890. He said he was going to try to get some examples to bring back to us. You know, if he made any progress there or made any inroads?
I listened to the meeting afterwards. Quan, I wasn't there, so I know what you're talking about. He did not give me anything specifically yet, so I don't know if he's still gathering the information or not, but I will ask him.
Okay, thank you.
I know, didn't he show some examples too of units that had been built during the meeting last time as well?
He did. I think the commission, we were trying to get a little bit more in depth, what is might be possible.
Right. Okay.
All right. Moving on to old business. Discussion, possible decision, zoning regulation amendments regarding cannabis. One, allow only retail sales of cannabis products only in the GB zone by special permit. Prohibit any cannabis establishment or extend the moratorium to continue to further evaluate public input and consider amendments to draft regulations. And we have... we have a couple of proposed motions.
So there's basically two actions. If you're so inclined to take action on this tonight, there's two actions you can take. One is to approve number one, allowing the retail sales of cannabis. And in that case, then you would deny number two, prohibiting cannabis. And the third thing you would do would then be to, by allowing the cannabis, you're going to change the regulations. So you would match up the moratorium end with the date of effectiveness of the regulation. The second motion is just the opposite of that, where you would deny allowing the retail sales, approve the prohibition, and then you'd still have to complete the extension and the extension of the moratorium with the effective date of the prohibition. There is a third option, and that would be to not take any action. And in doing so, you still have time on your moratorium. But the way I heard you at the meeting, last meeting, it sounded like you wanted to decide this or discuss it and decide it tonight. I had also sent out, I think, the proposed regulations to you with the packet. They were in the packet as well.
So Patrice, I was trying to read while I was driving to get here. you had made some comments on talking to the police department.
One of the troopers came in and we were talking about the regulations that are proposed. And he mentioned that, I guess it was mentioned at the last meeting that most of the issues are alcohol related in town and they don't have a lot of issues with cannabis or what have you. He just wanted to be clear that, you know, you have to remember our police don't just work in Bolton, they're state troopers. So they work all over the state or in their area anyway. And he just wanted to be clear that although most of the issues in town are alcohol related, they believe it's because cannabis really hasn't entered Bolton through sales yet. When you do have places that sell, it's not just Bolton residents that are there. People come from far and wide. And he says they do bring issues. He's seen it firsthand in other towns where they serve. And I guess early on, it was either the first or second public hearing, First Selectman Pam Sawyer had testified her conversation with our police, and he felt that that was a much more accurately represented conversation than the one that was in the meeting minutes last time. They feel it complicates law enforcement when it happens in town.
So I know it's too late, but obviously there'll probably be nothing like this again. Should we reach out to people like that to have them come and voice their opinion, or is that something that we can't do? Even if it was the fire department, we're concerned about something for emergency vehicles, or is that something that we can do, or is that something we can't do?
If you want to reach out, you want the police to attend a meeting to talk with you, you can do that. You can ask them to come to a meeting either in person or virtually. You can ask anybody you want. You can ask for information from anybody you want.
Okay.
Yeah, but the hearing's closed, is it not?
The hearing's closed, but it's your hearing. So it's not like this is not it's not a petition from the public where you have to follow the day limit and all of that through the guidelines.
Right. But if the hearing's closed, it doesn't give anybody the opportunity to make a counterpoint to whatever information somebody else provides.
Excuse me.
That's, I understand. I just was wondering if in the future, if there is something like this, or if we can actually ask that someone attend that is more, you know, instead of hearsay. Yep.
So Jim, and for an example, you were there, a few of you were probably there when we went through the fire regulation, the cistern regulations.
Right, yep.
We specifically had the fire department and representatives come in and speak with the commission. So yeah. Same idea.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I had a thought driving over. I'm on as an alternate, and I think Kwan's an alternate. Nothing against Kwan or myself, but we really know he's doing this for a little bit over a year. And we're missing three people. Probably, I don't know how long Arlene's been on it. I think on the board here, or Jeremy Cook, I think, got reelected. So they'll have a lot more experience and a lot more feel for what's good for the town. And I was thinking maybe we could just say we're going to vote on it next month, where we have, for lack of a better term, our veteran, more experienced people, you know, vote on it. I'm prepared to vote on it if the group wants to vote on it. But it's just a thought. That's all I have. I mean, I don't know how many terms Rod served. I know it's the second time he's got elected, and I'm not sure of Jeremy, but I think this is at least the second time. Arlene, I don't know, but they've been down this road a little bit more than I have, certainly, planning and zoning. But just a thought. maybe we could announce it's a final vote. Who comes, but I would think they'd like to vote on it. But.
Well, we don't have to vote tonight, correct?
We don't have to.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
I was just saying, based on the fact that they put a lot of time and effort in, more so than I have time-wise, they might want to come in. I haven't even been in town for the last month. Maybe they've been talking to their neighbors, talking to their friends, getting ready to make a decision. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I've talked to some of my neighbors and before I left, so just a thought.
I was saying to Jim before the meeting started that I was glad to see him because I wanted to take action tonight, but I didn't want to do it without him. All right, then I will make a motion to take action on amending the Bolton zoning regulations as presented in application number PL-22-6 as follows. Approve section 10 to add section 10H to allow retail sales of cannabis in the general business zone by special permit effective 6/1/2023. B, approve removal of sections 17-2, section 3, ending the temporary moratorium on cannabis establishments effective 6/1/2023, and deny adding proposed section 5J prohibiting any cannabis establishment. Is there a second?
I have a second.
Second, Kwan. Now for
discussion. If there is any, I mean.
Well, I'll just say that like alcohol and guns, cannabis is something that I have no use for. However, on this board, you know, we've approved, just in the time that I've been here, we've approved a couple of home occupancy businesses that involve guns. We have liquor stores in town. I think the law limits, and I think most of them were grandfathered because if it was starting today, we could only have one, and I think we've got at least three that I know of. and I'm also aware that there's going to be problems, very likely to be problems associated with it. However, I think we've also seen the problems with the prohibition of alcohol, and we've seen the problems with the prohibition of cannabis. And I think it's appropriate to at least decriminalize. In the state of Connecticut, we've legalized it, but at least decriminalize it. And I'm also aware that it's still illegal in federal law. However, no one has shown any more interest in enforcing the prohibition than they have in enforcing our immigration laws. I mean, everybody knows that they just don't work, but nobody wants to change them because that would mean a change. So I think in the name of ordinary human freedom, we ought to let people do certain things that aren't necessarily good for them. And cannabis is one of them. And I think we've considered cultivation establishments, and I think there's a lot of good reasons not to permit them. I'm familiar with them because even though I have no use for the stuff itself, I we're designing several cultivation facilities right now in my office. So I'm aware of what those issues are too. And there's certainly nothing to prevent the public or a developer from coming forward and proposing a text amendment. So I think that we're not in making that decision. We're not limiting effectively limiting anyone over the long term if it developed that somebody really wanted to do that and could propose methods for ameliorating the problems. And we've heard discussion from Mike that although we might think about it in terms of its end use as being more like a liquor store, it has ended up statistically, in terms of the traffic generated and the parking needed and so on, to be more like a pharmacy, even when it's not an official dispensary. So for all those reasons, that's why I've proposed the motion and I will vote yes when it comes time to vote.
Jim?
Yes, Jim.
Oh, actually, I came here tonight and with the thought that I probably would approve this, but then after hearing the discussion from the state troopers, I think I would vote no. I just I've had some issues at my garden center, and you know, it's taken 45 minutes for a resident state trooper to get there or a state trooper to get there. And I just have a concern that, and I understand they travel a large area other than when they're when they're in town. I just have a concern that there's going to be an issue and it's not going to be dealt with in a timely manner, and I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen. Now, maybe at some point, if we see other towns around do it and there's no complications, maybe it's something, you know, someone else can bring up. But I think at this point, hearing that, I just have concerns. I don't think if we had our own police department, I would be a little bit more, I would think I would consider it more, but not having a police department and knowing that there's only two resident state troopers that are here and they split their time, I just think it would, I just don't want to see the town get in trouble. So that's my thoughts.
I'm voting no. Try to keep an open mind about it. One of my neighbors said to me a couple months ago, you know, nobody moves to Manchester to move. I mean, to Bolton would be close to a grocery store. They drive to Manchester. There's one or two doctors in town. They'll drive to Manchester, Wendell, Willamette, wherever. You know, there's not even a pharmacy here anymore. And, you know, he said, why would we want to change for something like this? We have a nice town here with very few problems. And why would we want to run this? With the possible problems of, you know, involve the state police. So, you know, I thought he kind of hit the nail on the head, and then seeing the report that the state troopers, I know they really don't probably have all that much experience either. And I don't know what the experience is in other states. Well, you know, if I could feel better, like Jim kind of hinted at, feel better that there wasn't much risk there, like probably I could probably vote yes. But right now, I'm voting no.
I look at it as a position of investment. So I think, so for example, we all either get up, we go to work, or we get up and we operate our own businesses. And in order to achieve that, we either buy a car, so that's an investment, so we can actually get to work, or if we're running our own business, we do our own market research, we hire people, we vet them, we do what we can to make sure that we're taking the best steps that will provide return on equity in the long run. I agree with the chairman in terms of one of the examples he brought up when he talked about alcohol. Alcohol is a substance that, you know, you have to go to a package store or some type of winery in order to get. You have to be, there's certain requirements set by the state. You have to be of a certain age. You have to have the ability to be able to purchase those, that particular item. Similarly, I think with cannabis, you have to meet certain criteria in order to go to a storefront and purchase that item. I read in the newspaper just about every week hearing about certain overdoses. And those overdoses are from cannabis and other recreational drugs that are tainted. So if you have a place that is certified, you go in, you know the quality of what you're getting is pure and not tainted or laced with something. I think that provides a better safety net to those that are seeking to get cannabis. Myself, like the chairman, I have no use for cannabis, but I know people that use cannabis that they get benefits from it. They're not stressed. It reduces their anxiety. They're able to operate. And also read, there was a study by Rutgers that came out last year that talked about home values. Places that had cannabis sales, home values went up by 1.6%. I think it was a Rutgers study that came out last year. So you guys can look in that as well. And then when I look at our town, we're proposing right now, I think, a mill rate increase. People are looking for ways to keep our mill rates down. That's what we feel when we go to pay our taxes on our properties. People that are on fixed income. I've been at some of those recent Board of Finance meetings when they had public hearings. People are talking about, I'm on limited income. You have people that are elderly that are on limited income. I think this is also a good way to bring in those tax dollars. And like, I know that has to go to a certain pool of account for the town, but I think that will allow us to move other funds from one bucket to another. Maybe that can help to keep our taxes a little bit lower if we're actually able to bring in additional sources of revenue. So, I mean, that along with some of the things that the chairman mentioned when he spoke in favor of and why, I think it's a good investment for our town. Yes, there's always a possibility of a negative scenario, but we can have negative scenarios. Somebody can go out and get drunk and hit somebody over here at the corner of, you know, Route 6 and 384. We do the best we can to mitigate those risks, but I think not allowing something to occur because we don't have an understanding, a full understanding, is, you know, you don't want to limit your sources. I think if we do it the right way, I've talked to a few of my neighbors. I would say 70% are in favor, 30% are no to mixed, but they're open about it. I know Bolton has a feeling of having a certain, you know, that charm of that small town. But a small town, even so, I think still needs to take investments. You know, everything you do when you wake up in the morning, it's a risk when you step outside. I think this is one of those risks that makes sense for the town. And I also based that upon the public hearings. There was, you know, proponents and opponents for allowing cannabis sales in the town.
Thank you, Quan. Tom Robbins?
I would also vote no at this point. I'm opposed, basically, what Jim was saying about it. If we had a police department, probably feel a little differently about it. But at this time, I don't think it's a good idea.
Looks like this motion is going to fail, but it's a good opportunity for Jeff to talk.
I wouldn't be voting on this because I haven't finished going through all the hearing information. So I'd be abstaining, but if I had finished going through it based on my understanding, I would be voting in favor of it. More or less from a, like as Tom would say, more or less is it, you know, this, we're in a society that's open and free. Anything we can do to maintain that, you know, cannabis is here to stay, whether people are buying it legally or illegally, it's here. You know, whether they're going to drive over to Manchester or East Hartford to get it, it's still going to be here. So why not take advantage of some of the revenue that potentially come in and, you know, provide an opportunity for a business owner to create a business in Bolton, which would only benefit us. I think the downside, you know, with not having a police department is I'm not seeing the negative so greatly different than alcohol personally. So if I was voting, I would vote in favor of it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? If not, I will call for a vote. Jeff?
Abstain.
Kwan?
Aye.
Tom Robbins?
Aye.
Jim Cropley?
Nay.
Tom Crockett?
Nay.
The chair votes aye, the motion fails. If you would like, someone would like to make the other motion, I have it right. I don't have paper, but I do have it here on my phone.
I make a motion to take action on amending the Bolton zoning regulations as presented in application PL22-6 as follows. Deny section 10 to add section 10H to allow retail sales of cannabis in the general business zone by special permit. Approve removal of section 17-2, section 3, ending the temporary moratorium on cannabis establishments effective 6/1/2023. Approve adding proposed section 5J, prohibiting any cannabis establishment effective 6/1/2023.
Motion Jim Crockley, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second Tom Robbins. Any discussion? I think we already had the discussion, but I just have to make the formal. Make it formal.
Well, if I'm right, this could come again.
Too, oh yes.
Right? Yeah. It's not like it's the end forever.
That is correct. Either the board could, a member of the commission could request right. that it be brought up again, or a member of the public could be requested to be brought up again.
Right. Okay.
So I will call the roll. Tom Robbins. Aye. Jim Crockley. Tom Crockett. Jeff Scala.
Abstain.
And the chair votes no.
Kwan.
And Kwan.
No, I think it's basically the opposite of what you just had.
Did you want to say A or nay?
Well, I said no. And then my follow-up comment was, I think it's the inverse of the vote of what you just had previously.
Okay. So the motion passes. And the staff will know what to do with that. Is there any other old business?
There is not.
There is not.
Nope.
Okay, so we'll move on to new business discussion, possible decision. Request to reduce site completion bond for special permit number PL-21-1 for excavation business, equipment storage and material processing areas, One Notch Road, William Phillips.
We received a letter Mr. Chairman, requesting the site improvement portion of their bond for the project at One Notch Road for Bill Phillips and his construction company. He's asking for that to be released based on the town attorney's opinion. The town engineer and I went through the bond amounts because the entire bond cannot be released. There is still some portions of items that remain in the public domain. So those items we would hold on to. Those would amount to $10,665.36. And the erosion control bond would stay in effect. And we actually, because this bond was done almost 2 years ago, he redid the figures and the bond went up slightly to $35,643.95. So the town could release everything from the site improvement bond, except keeping the $35,643.95 for ENS and the $10,665.36 for site improvements that are in the public area. I don't know if there's any questions about that or you remember the project. It was a couple
I remember the project. And so what's the status of it right now? How far along are they with it?
He's started the project. He's put up a gate to keep people from being able to enter the property. He has done a little bit of site work and is in the process of trying to get the site set so that he can start moving the equipment that he proposed to put there. I know Mike has talked to him because on the other end of this, there was an enforcement issue, which is part of the reason he's moving to Notch Road. So we are in contact with him for doing that. So he's at least filed all his paperwork with the town clerk and he has done some work on the property to start.
What happened with the state? Weren't they going to...
Nothing. We've met twice, maybe three times. There are issues with regard to the way the state wants to do the project and the way the town fathers want the project done. And there does not seem to be agreement yet. I can't say that there will be agreement, but as we've talked, I know things have gotten a little closer, but still not in quite in agreement. I think even if the state does do something there, he'll still have enough property to do mainly what he wants to do, but that's going to be a project that's between him and the state. He may have been contacted by the state, Tom, and that's maybe why he's taking it slowly, but I don't even know that for sure. It's a good question.
Any other questions?
So he will be getting a reduction of like $55,000 roughly from 65 to 10,000.
He'll be getting a reduction. Yeah, I think the original bond was somewhere in the, it was a lot. It was 95,000. Hang on a second. The original bond was 65,266.63. So the ENS will go up a few thousand and he'll get back probably 45-ish.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have a motion. I make the following motion. In accordance with the town attorney's legal opinion number 234 issued on December 12, 2022, the site completion bond has been reviewed by the town engineer on May 8th, 2023, and reduced to include only timely and adequate completion of any site improvements that will be conveyed to or controlled by the town in the amount of $10,665.36, being the sum of $8,887.80 plus a 20% 20% contingency of $1,777.56. Bonding requirements for erosion and sedimentation controls have been increased slightly and will be held at $35,643.95. Is there a second?
I second it, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any further discussion? I will call the roll. Kwan.
Aye.
Tom Robbins.
Aye.
Jeff Scala.
Aye.
Jim Cropley.
Aye.
Tom Crockett.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye, so it's unanimous. Is there any other new business?
Not today.
Any correspondence?
There is no correspondence. I am expecting the our quarterly newsletter from the Connecticut Federation of Planning and Zoning Officials, but it hasn't come in yet. Other than that, no correspondence.
Jim, number eight.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I have 8:12.
No, I'm not here anymore.
The meeting is adjourned at 8:12.